Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.
Hollywood Life says Miranda Lambert is ready to move on. She's not mad about Gwen and Blake. She's inspired to find her own new flame.
Didn't she find that flame before Gwen and Blake?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what happens on people's tour buses, Farwell.
You sure about that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it must be hard, though, to watch that all happen on television. It's hard enough, you know, when people relationships are ending and people are moving on. And but then, you know, do you think she watches?
Probably.
Do you?
Probably.
Yeah. Or she gets somebody else to watch for her.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Report back.
Miranda, yeah. And she could, oh, you know what she could do? This would help. I'm gonna send Miranda a message. What she should do is be like Elvis in the jungle room. And when he didn't like what was on the television, he just shot the television. You remember that? He'd shoot up TVs all the time. I know Miranda Lambert has some guns.
This
she could do that.
Is a perfect segue, Jennifer Campbell.
Is it?
Into this.
And people are crazy. That wasn't people are crazy.
Yeah, but it sounded like it. You know, we could just stop right there and go on to traffic if you like.
Yeah.
But I have a story to share, if you don't mind. It's about an Ohio woman who has pleaded guilty to aggravated assault after stabbing her boyfriend. He did not hit her, yell at her, or abuse her in any way. But he did eat all the salsa.
All of the salsa?
All of the salsa.
So now she just has chips and no salsa?
50-year-old Phyllis Jefferson became so enraged that her boyfriend ate the last of the salsa that she stabbed him.
Jeepers.
In the groin.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
He gets stabbed in the place you put a condom over a condiment. Oh, that's not the offside part.
Farewell.
By the way, she stabbed him with a pen.
You didn't even give the warning.
Was I supposed to give a warning?
Well, you usually say that this one's going to get a little spicy.
It's going to get spicier. Well, it's going to be... it's
salsa, spicy.
It's going to get spicier.
And then the parents turn off the radio. Sorry about the pen in the groin before the spoiler alert there, people.
Yeah, a pen in the... See where I'm going?
Yes,
okay,
right.
I'm not going to do it, though. I'm not going to do it. I just let you let that one marinate in your own minds for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she thought he needed some new ink. No, 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 no! I'm not done yet. I refuse to be silenced because it gets better.
Well, you started talking about... Turn off the traffic, Candace.
You gotta stop.
Listen to him. Or at least pretend that we're listening. Yeah,
I'm listening. All right, fine. You were supposed to play the drum again after the new
drum.
Ink part, right?
New ink.
It was a ballpoint pen.
that
deserves two.
Now it's
one
over?
For each. When police arrived, they said, "Those are nacho chips." She said, "Yes, they are." But he ate all the salsa. Now you can play the traffic. It's hard to find good help these days.
Did they have any beer left?
Fill-in producer Candace, I'm so sorry. I was really building up to the ballpoint pen
joke. Yes.
Because you know what you get it, like the stab in the groin, and then it's a, you know what I'm, you see mm-hmm. where, and then with the, right.
It's only Wednesday.
Okay.
Give her a couple more days. She'll catch up.
Oh, yeah.
She'll catch up to the filthy things.
Don't worry, Candace. After this, people are crazy. I might not be here tomorrow to do the next one.
She's just not used to you being so vulgar. It's usually me.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings. Country 106.7.